This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And coming up at 5 o'clock, Kevin Sheehan joins us. So just over 10 minutes from right now, trying to put into context where the Hail Jaden is in the history of the Commanders franchise. Is that the best play in the last 30 years? Is that the best play that he's ever seen, period, given circumstances, one versus two pick? Jaden, you know, not even healthy going into the game. Like, obviously, there's a lot of playoff plays that are really important because they've got three Lombardi trophies. But we'll get that from Sheehan. And I also want to talk with Kevin about where this team goes next and specifically how aggressive they should be at the trade deadline, because I think there's a lot of meat on that bone. It is a very interesting topic because I think I can make legitimate, compelling cases for and against making moves. And so I want to talk that through with Kevin. He's a good person to talk about that stuff with. And so we will, coming up at 5 o'clock. Right now, though, Anthony, we were watching NFL Live in the break because that's what's on the TV up here. And you were like, dude, look at the screen. The last 4 weeks, right? Last 4 weeks was when the stat is?
Yes, sir.
The Commanders are third in the NFL in defensive efficiency. That is including games against the Bears, who had put up big points previously, the Panthers, who had started to turn things around, the Ravens, who are the Ravens, and then the Browns, who they're terrible. That's the game I keep forgetting about in there. I was like, there's another game. Right, yeah. The Browns. What a forgettable football game. An absolute thrashing of 34-13. With that said, though, like, Ravens, Browns are the Browns, Ravens, Panthers, and Bears, not the best offenses in the NFL outside of the Baltimore part of that equation. But the fact that they're third in the NFL in defensive efficiency, I think begs kind of the question of where are we on this defense? And I have been at the point since, I don't know, at least the Cleveland game, if not, frankly, the Arizona game. Arizona game was like a trial balloon because they didn't play great against Cincinnati, although they played better than the 33-point score in terms of down-in, down-out consistency. And I was like, against other teams, some of the big plays that Burrow and Chase created, I don't think are going to be problems. And I feel like they've been pretty consistent, frankly, since then. I mean, obviously, the Giants game, they played a lot better. And it really was only the Tampa game week one that was a mess. And so, do we trust this defense as is? Not to say that it can't be improved, obviously. But how much trust do we have in this defense as is to get them where they want to go? Which I'm going to say at this point is winning a playoff game or two. Maybe not Super Bowl aspirations. If we on the outside are being realistic, they absolutely should have them because why else do you play? But is this defense good enough in this NFC to beat the other teams that they're going to have to deal with come playoff time if we say that they're going to continue to play football well enough that that's where they're headed? And with the 6-2 start, that certainly seems like the direction that they are.
Yeah, like going based off the stat alone, just being third in the NFL the last 4 weeks. And I was more so quick to, you know, dismiss the work that we have done. I think we should be doing this if we're going to compete against teams that are in the middle of the pack or even, you know, a team like the Ravens that to me is, you know, top two, top three in the NFL. But it's more so, I guess, me having higher expectations if we are going to be, you know, sort of kind of a contender in the NFL. And I think that's why I have so much, I guess, or I was just so quick to disregard what we've done against the Panthers or the Bears or the Browns, just because I want to see us have that same kind of impact when we go against, I don't know, I guess a team like the Packers, maybe in the middle of the pack, or, you know, the Vikings, something along those lines. Or even like the Dallas Cowboys, they got a lot of talent. Can we, you know, have that same kind of impact against a team like that?
Yeah, I mean,
I just got a lot of questions.
I have questions. And there's some personnel strengths and weaknesses, let's say, on this team, obviously. But I do think it's worth pointing out that, like, in the same way I'm going to talk about this with Kevin on the trade deadline, oh, they got to be better if they want to compete. They're 6-2 and second in the NFC. What more do you want?
Exactly.
And I am the ultimate, like, process guy, but at some point you have to go, hold on, let me take a step back here.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys, I'm back here. I have a wider view.
Yeah.
I can see all of the trees. We're not losing any of them in the forest. The forest looks really good. Like, what more do you want? They're 6-2. And by the way, everything has been trending the right direction. I mean, this defense was horrible against the run earlier in the season. They're 12th in the league in EPA per play against the run. That's top half.
Yeah.
And EPA per play, and again, it's just one stat, and it's estimated points added per play. So you want a negative number. Obviously, you want to take points off the board by how your defense is doing. They are 18th, minus 0.04. Which is tied with the Eagles in the range of the Dolphins, which is actually kind of surprising. The Browns, the Colts, the 49ers, they're a little better than the Saints, the Giants, the Seahawks. And these margins are all pretty close. The Broncos are like way out ahead of everybody. They've been phenomenal. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, we're talking about a defense that has continually improved. Joe Witt, I think, has become a better play caller as the season's gone. So the guys have been more comfortable with the scheme. Guys like Jeremy Chinn have continually played better and better. Yeah, BSJ has his moments, but he's also had his really good moments. And look at the 4th-and-1 against DJ Moore. And, you know, down in, down out, you're not hearing a lot about him, which is exactly what you want outside of the Baltimore game, where obviously Zay got him a couple times. But Zay got everybody in that game. This is not a perfect defense. I don't even think this is a great defense. Couple of weeks, they've been a really good defense. But if their offense is going to be the best in the league or one of the 5 best in the league, then if they can be the 18th best defense, they can win a lot of football games. And so it sets up the conversation of what does Adam Peters do between now and next Tuesday when the trade deadline happens. By the way, the deadline itself is at 4:00. So we will have any late breaking news here on the Team 980 on the Hoffman Show. But I actually feel pretty solid about it. Like, not overconfident, not unrealistic, but I feel pretty good. I think they're fine. And there's ways they can still get better as they implement some pieces that are coming back from a health standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Sheehan will join us. We'll talk to him about that and all the other things that we've been telling you we're going to talk to Kevin about next here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.